Director Sanderson's present.
All right, so let's, perfect. And then this is for the Tuesday, October 20th, 2020, 5 o'clock Finance and Audit Committee meeting. Do we want to call to order and do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah, well, call to order. Yeah. 5:06.
All right, and then let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready?
All right, ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, and then Director Sanderson announced he was present. Director Wargo announced she was present.
Yes.
I think that's everyone we have on the line. Okay, so I'm going to read through the accountant's notes. Please stop me whenever you want to, and if you have any questions. So first we're going to take a look at the first page of the finances, the balance sheet. If you need a page number, I believe it's page 14 out of 174. Okay.
Okay.
Is everyone there?
Yeah, I'm getting close. I had it, but marked, and I... Anyhow, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, it's page 14 out of 174. Okay. So we're going to look at line item 8, total checking and savings, and line item 10, the LAIF accounts. These two accounts combined were approximately $1.248 million at the month's end. The $1.2 million, keep that number in mind. And if you turn to the next page, second page of the balance sheet, page 15 out of 174, and if you look at line item 55, total liabilities, the district's total liabilities were approximately $901,003 at the month's end. So $1.2 million over $901,000. So keep in mind, a few years ago it was reversed. So yeah, we're doing good. We're doing much better than we were a few years ago, and that's a good thing.
Okay.
Always happy to see that.
Yeah.
Okay, next, any questions on the balance sheet before we go to the profit and loss?
Nope.
Okay. So then let's move to the next page, which is the profit and loss, page 16 out of 174.
Mm-hmm.
First line we're going to look at is line 4, commodity sales. This is the variable income from charges linked to the consumption of water. Year-to-date is trending above budget at 41% due to higher consumption in the summer months. So year-to-date, the average is going to be about 25%, but we're at 41% for commodity sales. If we get rain, if we get a rainy winter, this could balance out. It just depends. We don't know until the year starts to shake out, but that's where we're at currently. Next, we'll move down to line 9, new account fees, water bills. These are the opening fees for new utility accounts, so new customers. These fees are currently at $20 for residential accounts and $65 for construction meter accounts. These fees are hard to predict and can trend under or over budget during the year. So basically, we've had a lot of new new customers open accounts, construction and residential. So that's why it's so high currently year to date.
Okay.
Okay, and then if we, any questions on this first page before I turn to the next page?
Not for me.
Nope. Okay, so if we turn to the next page, page 17 out of 174, if we look at line 46, engineering services, this includes engineering costs for district activities. Year-to-date is trending over at 32% due to an unexpected amount of new development and the tank recoding project. So as you recall, we had tank one that needs to be repainted due to faulty workmanship. So they've been helping us with the bidding process for that project, also for the well, for the bidding process. And then additionally, we've had a lot of customers this year ask for fire flow tests, and they're trying to develop a lot of properties out here, mostly on the east side, interestingly enough. So there's been a few on Hattie, some on Esperanza. Trying to think where else. I think there was one or two on Dolores. We've had a great uptick in interest in developing vacant parcels out here in Cabazon. So
yeah,
that's why the engineering cost is up a little bit. Martin, you've probably seen it.
It's because the property is actually less expensive out here even than regular Cabazon. And then, of course, in the county, it's probably the cheapest property around.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I have.
Perfect. Well, we welcome development. It's a good thing for us.
Oh, yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then next, we're going to take a look at line 64, air conditioning servicing. So we're on... So this includes, This includes the monthly air conditioning service for the district office. Year to date is right on target at 25%. I just wanted to bring it up, though. I did see the invoice come in today for that. If you recall, the AC system needed an upgrade, and it was like in the $20,000 range. I did see that invoice come in today. So while we're on budget right now, I suspect we may be off budget next month when it reflects that invoice. Yeah, but I just wanted to warn you. I did see the invoice come in, so you'll be seeing it too, especially when you sign checks. All right. Any questions on this page before I turn to the next?
Not for me.
All right. Did you have any, Sarah?
Nope, not for me.
Okay, perfect. So then we'll turn to the next page, page 18 out of 174. And we'll look at line 85, equipment rental. This includes equipment rental expenses incurred by the district. Year to date is at 73%. Due to traffic control equipment rentals related to a water line emergency repair in July. So you'll notice we only budgeted $2,000 because typically we don't rent a lot of equipment every year. But this year we had an unexpected water emergency and we needed the traffic control, the cones and the signs and all that. So that's what that is. So I just wanted to bring it to your attention. Next, if we go down to line 92, DHPO interest expense. This is an interest expense on the Desert Hills Premium Outlet loan that we have, that the district has. Year-to-date is at 55%. This is due to the biannual timing of interest payments.
Okay.
So twice a year, Zions Bank will send an invoice to us, and that's what we're paying. So it's 55% now, but it'll balance out as the year goes on.
Okay.
And then, last but definitely not least, if we go to line 109, net income and loss, as of September 30th, the fiscal year-to-date net income is $106,839. So it looks like we were budgeted to be at a negative 264, but we're at a positive 106, at least year-to-date. All right, and any questions?
So that means we're doing better than we should, right? Than we projected?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
At least as of now.
Okay.
Yes, we always want to be in the positive. We don't want to be in the negative.
No, I get that. You want to be in the positive on the net income, not on the budget.
Yeah.
That's because we have big.
Okay, all right, I see it, yeah. It took me a minute or two, or whatever. Anyhow, I see it. I understand it.
Yeah. I know it is a little confusing sometimes.
Oh, it's
but yeah. So far we're doing good. So.
Okie doke.
All right. Any other questions?
I don't have any. Director Sanderson doesn't have any.
I don't have any.
All right. Well, then I guess I need an agreement to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn.
I second the motion.
All right. The meeting adjourned at 5:16 p.m. All right.
I'll talk to y'all in about 44 minutes.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.